Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In the US city of San Diego, Imam Taha Hussein has led a vigil with members of the community to remember the three victims of a mosque attack. They were shot and killed at the mosque earlier this week by two teens aged just 17 and 18, who were later found dead themselves.
We are here to honour Brother Amin Abdullah, Brian Climax. We are here to honor Mansoor Aziha, Abu Lais, Brother Abu Lais.
He's been joined at the service by leaders of other faiths, including Christ United Presbyterian Church Reverend Kerry Allison.
We will hold each other. We will affirm each other. And with the ability of God working through us, love will be greater than hate.
The three men killed in the mosque shooting have been praised as beloved and respected members of the community who always thought of others. San Diego Police Chief Scott Walls says their last moments reflected that, with two of the men drawing the attackers out into the mosque car park and the security guard at the Islamic Center also taking action to stop the teens from entering a school next to the mosque.
He immediately observed the threat to everybody at the mosque. He began to engage them with gunfire. Both suspects returned fire. You can see the security guard reach for his radio and put out the lockdown protocol. The security guard then continued to engage in a gun battle with these two suspects. His actions, without a doubt, delayed, distracted, and ultimately deterred these two individuals from gaining access to the greater areas of the mosque, where as many as 140 kids were within 15 feet of these suspects.
Mark Remley is the lead FBI agent in charge of the investigation. He says the two teenagers responsible for the attack met on the internet when they shared white supremacist views.
The victims who lost their lives were there to help others, be part of a community that came together in peace. Instead, they were confronted by teenagers who appear to have been radicalized online to believe that they didn't belong because of how they looked or where they worshipped.
But the shooting is also the latest in a string of attacks on houses of worship and comes amid rising threats and hate crimes targeting the Muslim and Jewish communities since the beginning of the war in the Middle East, forcing increases in security. Internist Sarah El-Fekki worships at the mosque in San Diego and says there are clearly broader issues that must be addressed.
I mean, this is a rampant issue in this country, the shooting pandemic. And I think people are troubled. There is a mental health epidemic. I think we need to really focus on mental health. We need to focus on why people are resorting to violence and Islam. And number two is like Islamophobia and hate and misinformation.
Public discourse surrounding the Muslim community and the actions of public figures have come under scrutiny following the attack. Ramla Sayeed is from the Partnership for the Advancement of New Americans.
The state-funded demonization of Muslim Americans and the climate of anti-Muslim bigotry fueled by the president and his white Christian nationalist allies has put a bright red target on our community.
Secretary of the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, Usama Jamal, says public officials and political leaders have a responsibility in shaping public discourse.
Those in positions and influence must exercise greater care and leadership because the inflammatory language has real-world consequences and can contribute to a climate that makes tragedies such as this one here possible.
There are similar sentiments being expressed in Australia. Australia's Lebanese Muslim Association spokesperson Gamal Kia has urged the Albanese government to take action locally, saying the Australian Muslim community has been in fear of similar events happening on Australian soil. Meanwhile, Australia's Special Envoy to Combat Islamophobia, Aftaq Malik, has released a statement that says rhetoric has been increasingly directed against the Muslim community and that kind of talk has real-life consequences. He has urged the federal government to urgently respond to his recommendations to combat Islamophobia.
In the first 2 weeks after the Bondi terror attack, Islamophobic incidents surged by 740%. Incidents targeting Muslims have increasingly involved violence. Across the country, Muslim communities are feeling anxious and vulnerable.
Back in San Diego, the city's mayor, Todd Gloria, has promised tough action.
I want to assure our Muslim community that we will do everything it takes to make sure that you can feel safe in this city. And no resource will be spared in making sure that our religious institutions and locations are protected in this sensitive time.
Ramla Saeed says the Islamic Center has always been an example of unity.
The Islamic Center is a national model for what it looks like to build and nurture interfaith solidarity. Our community is deeply grieving right now. We are horrified by the hate and bigotry that fueled this violent act.
For Imam Hussein, the community is determined to keep going in a positive direction. Student Reem Abdir is among those at the vigil who say they're determined to play their part.
It's important for me to be here today because we need to show the community and how we all stand together and how whatever is going to happen in the future or whatever, we're always going to be together.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.